And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Stepping out from behind the great velvet curtains here on stage at the Bob and Ray Show and acknowledging the round of generous applause that greets us as we take our first bow. Good evening.
Okay, that's a little joke there. Thank you very much, though, Pierre, our orchestra leader, who has done some wonderful, wonderful work. Pierre, just not on to speak, but you a trained musician? I mean, did you study this?
He's nodding his head. Yes, he is.
I mean, you've made it your life's work, right?
Well, what, like 20, 25 years, isn't that right?
He's nodding yes and no. What is that, about 22 years? He's nodding no.
No. 23?
21.
More. Less.
Is it,
21 and a half.
21 and a half?
Uh-huh. Don't say anything.
Good. Because if you say something, we'll have to pay you more money.
You appeared in Europe with your, you have, uh-huh.
Hey, would you dolly in there with camera one, get some very interesting facial reaction from Pierre. Get a good big close-up of that. Now ask him a question.
So, all right. You want to get give him
you know
the surprise we have for him?
Yeah.
Huh?
He really wants it, too.
Pierre, I know there's something you've been wanting for an awful long time.
Folks, it's a D.O.G. He's wanted one of these all his life, and...
we have a little D-O-G-G-I-E for him, don't we?
Sure.
All right, Pierre. Don't look now. And will you bring that out? Hand it to him. What do you think of that? Don't say anything.
Oh, look at that reaction.
Look at that facial expression
there. Oh, boy. Such ecstasy and happiness. But you treat that dog, well, it's silly to say. We know you will. We know you're a dog lover from way back, Pierre. But good luck anyway.
Ray, I think I speak for Pierre Chateaubriand.
Just a second. Here's Wally Blue.
First.
Go ahead, Wally. What are you saying?
I was going to say, I think I speak for Pierre as well as myself and probably a great many others in your cast when I say that I'm just thrilled with everything that has happened to me since I've been on the show. And, nothing but good luck.
Come on now, you're going to get me crying. And
no,
I
don't.
Feel
don't
like
do
always.
On the air, please, Walt.
No,
I didn't.
Oh, come on, Wally.
Before I came with you guys, I was...
You're going to be crying now.
I was a so-so newsman. I was a station announcer. But boy, after a few exposures on this show...
What things began to work.
Oh, things have come my way. More things than I care to... You're crying, right?
Well, look...
You too, Bob.
No, I'm not. Whenever I hear anything like that, I don't know.
Well, it's true, that's all. And I know
melt.
That Pierre feels the same way.
Yeah.
Well, last year alone, I did 18 supermarket openings. And you know that in 1952, I didn't do three.
Yeah. And you've been in the business... knocking at the big gate for so long.
I've been trying to get to big town for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's only because of what you guys have done for me, the special events you set me on. But
you think it's, it was the exposure that has here, and important people probably heard you and said, that's the man for me.
Huh?
Well, no, you're going over that again.
People heard you, and they said they... I thought you were pretty good, is that right?
Wally,
Well, I guess so.
I'd like to take time out here for just a second to talk about both Bob and myself.
Before I go, do you like donuts?
Well, once in a while. Don't go away, Wally. We can talk with you some more. But right now, we'd like to...
celebrity snapshot time, isn't it? Our guest is Sanford, J.K. Sanford, freelance news commentator.
You know, keep your ears open for this fella, Wally.
I will. He'll probably... big things will happen to him.
Good evening, Bob. To all America from coast to coast.
I'm not so sure, Mr. Sanford, I know exactly what a freelance news commentator does.
Well,
fill in there.
I had a week's contract a couple of years ago. CBS News for some commenting, but I couldn't think up more than two broadcasts worth of things to say. Mm-hmm. So they just played music the other night.
Well, I don't see how they'd stand for that, Mr. Sanford. You know, millions of people rely on CBS News and not for music.
Well, I tried. I'd sit down at the microphone, say good evening, and that would be that. And I'd just sit there twisting a paper clip and trying to think of something to comment.
Uh-huh.
Finally, they'd put on some records.
Well, could you tell us what you're doing currently, Mr. Sanford?
Well, for the past couple of months, I've been working on a 5-minute news commentary broadcast.
Good. How many times a week?
It's just one show. As soon as I get it written, I'll peddle myself around and see if anybody wants to buy a one-shot news commentary, Bob.
Uh-huh. Well, the very best of luck to you, Sanford, J.K. Sanford. Let us know if you sell that show.
Thank you, Bob. Good night now to all America from coast to coast. Pleasant dreams. Good news.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi, this is Sergeant Ben Royster, and this is your Army Amateur Hour, coming to you from the good-looking grounds of the Fort Swanson Marine Base. And in keeping with the Marine tradition, I believe our first amateur is a Marine. Step up and let's have your name and rank.
Lieutenant Junior Grade Warren Dudley, U.S. Navy.
You're not retired, are you, Lieutenant?
Oh, nothing like that. I've been in just a year or so.
Well, you'll find us marvelous, Lieutenant. Now, what is the talent that you bring to our microphones?
Well, I do a Scottish sword dance, Sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
I place a couple of swords on the ground and dance around them.
Well, we've never had anything like that before, Lieutenant.
Does that mean you don't want me to do it?
No. No, go right ahead. It's your neck or your feet. At any rate, Lieutenant Warren Grade, in his version of a Scottish sword dance.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh!
Very good. Very good, Warren Jr. Should make you eligible for the Drill Talent Award semifinals to be held on Staten Island next March.
Well, you're very kind, Sergeant.
You can leave now, Lieutenant. Go around the bandstand. I don't want you to track up the stage, if you will. As I look at my rundown card here, I see that our next contestant is a lovely miss from the waves, Lieutenant Marjorie Avalier. I hope I pronounced her name correctly.
Avalier. The last contestant was a lieutenant, too. Maybe this is my lucky day.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean it was a coincidence and all like that. I mean, he's a lieutenant, and so am I. So maybe this is my lucky day. So?
From what I've heard so far, Marjorie, you'll need all the lucky days you can get. But no offense, man, anyway.
Well, I'm not thin-skinned anyhow. I take most things with a grain of salt.
Certainly sounds self-reliant. Where are you stationed, Lieutenant?
I'm a pre-sea office attendant attached to Roncompac, Southern Naval District, Pacific Fleet Temporary Headquarters, Vice Admiral, San Diego, California.
All right, thanks for the information, Marjorie. Sure. And what talent did you bring with you this evening?
Well, I imitate a radio alarm clock, starting up in the morning. About the only thing I can't imitate with my own voice is the alarm clock, so I brought one with me. Is that okay?
Sure it is, Lieutenant. Can't expect too much of you anyway. So here she is, Lieutenant Marjorie Avalier, in an imitation of a radio alarm clock starting up in the morning.
Now, let me set this clock. Well,
hurry up, can you please?
And so are you. That was Della Dozer, a fine recording star. Thank you again, Della.
Marvelous. Just marvelous, Marjorie Avalier of our own Navy. You're not to be lightly regarded in our quest for the Drill Talent Award. And folks, be with us for our next show to be held in the 10th Brigadier Armory near Santa Fe, Utah. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good. Thank you. you again, Sergeant Ben Royster. And
always puts on a good show, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Sergeant. Yes, he does. He spent a lot of time seeking military talent. It's time now for another one of our phone calls. Bob has been going over, I don't know how many books. You see, the way we do this, give you an idea, we have every phone book in the United States and its possessions. And we pick out, reach into a big barrel and take out one phone book, and then we reach into another barrel, take out a page number. And now we go to another book and take the column, and then to another big barrel and take out the number down.
What?
Counting from the top.
What?
Just to show you how difficult it is to determine who receives our lucky phone call. Bob has been working on this all morning, and this really taxes Bob. He's a nervous wreck by the time he gets through doing it. I know he's sitting there now.
All right. I've got the number. Now,
good.
The operator.
Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to embarrass you at all.
No.
Like that.
The call is in, and I think it's about to ring now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this the residence of Miss Melody U'u of Kilauea Drive on the island of Oahu?
That's right, it is.
This is the Bob and Ray Show calling with
good.
A lucky phone call.
From where?
From New York City.
Wow-wee, boy.
Boy, we've got a great connection. You sound as if you're sitting right next to me. Are you Melody U'u?
What was that?
Are you Melody U'u?
I am not Melani U'u. Do I sound like a Melani U'u to you?
Well, I didn't know just what to expect.
Logo noco telefono.
Right. What do you do, sir?
I'm a beachcomber here.
How are things for beachcomber these days? I've heard that it's getting a little bit tough to find untraveled beaches, so to speak.
Well, yes. Plus the fact that not too many things wash ashore anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time years ago when all sorts of wonderful merchandise would come ashore.
Yeah.
But with the improvement now in the motor steamships and all, and the passing of the great Yankee Clippers, very few items of value wash up on shores.
Are you married, sir?
It's not got to do with it.
Well, I was just wondering.
I mean, you can be a beachcomber single.
Well, yes, I know that.
Oh, but you do. Call up here to take me.
No, of course not.
I've been walking up and down the beach all day. I come in, I answer the phone. I'm just sitting down at dinner.
Yeah.
And you ask me if I'm Melani O'o.
Did your wife get dinner for you?
I'm not married.
Oh, all right. I was wondering if Mrs. U'u was there or any little U'us around. But you are
single. Oh, you're a fresh guy, you know.
Now, look, sir, we're making this lucky phone call at some expense. And
well, what do I get? Come on.
Well, we're inaugurating a new prize to our lucky phone call receiver this evening. If you ever get to New York, sir, we're going to present you with a slip which allows you to go right to the front of the line waiting for the audience to the Bob and Ray Show. In other words, if you go up to the uniformed attendant, give him the slip that we will mail to you, which says, I can go to the head of the line, you will be able to come in first to see our program. Now, you don't have anybody there to tell about. I think he hung up where the line was broken or something.
What did he say, Bob?
Seemed very happy with it, Ray.
Good.
Very happy.
Well, we never did get his name, did we?
No, I may have pronounced it wrong. I may not have been Malang.
Well, we can send it to him in the mail, at any rate. Well, another happy person made because of a Bob and Ray lucky phone call.
Yes, and we'll do that from time to time.
Just looking up at the huge clock on the wall to see just how much time we have. It's pretty close to time for us to be running along in it.
Yeah. And we'll have the voice of one of your favorite cartoon characters in just 10 seconds.
And as we promised, here's one of your favorite cartoon characters.
Now get going. Spread out and come back loaded.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you all to hang by your phone.
Big Chief Mischief himself sparks Arthur Godfrey time weekdays on the CBS Radio Network. On the CBS Radio Network.